Thanks very much, Peter. There's a lot in that, a lot to think about, lots to digest. That was great. Okay, and as we kind of start this process of digesting, I'm just going to invite Eleanor and the music team to come along and just lead us in a song that we can just bring all of this that we've heard back before the Lord. And yeah, process some of this spiritually, intellectually. I'd invite you to stand. And what I'd like us to do now, please, is just in twos and threes, very briefly, is just to lay hands on one another and just pray God's Holy Spirit upon one another. Just for the next 2-3 minutes. Heavenly Father, be at work in us. Lord Jesus, may your saving work transform us. To the glory of our Lord and God. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to take a little time of intercession now. Gregory, do we have a slide? Right. So, yeah, there we are. Some intercession. So how I'd like to do these is I'm just going to put that up. We're going to intercede for a couple of minutes. We'll pray in the Spirit. And as people feel led, please just pray out for any one of those items on the list there or anything else that strikes you as needing prayer.
Praise to you, Lord. Praise to you, Jesus. Praise to you, our King and Lord. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you.
Father in heaven, thank you that you know our needs. Thank you that you are a faithful, a generous, and a loving God who always provides. We bless you, we praise you, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So we've got a few things that we just need to talk about. So grab a seat for a moment. We're nearly there. So next Saturday, we have a Lord's Day together in Hillingdon. Kathy Johnson has sent you a very detailed note. Please read it carefully. Please follow the instructions. And that way, we're all guaranteed a first course and a dessert and a plate to eat it off. So please follow those instructions carefully. Andrew.
Good afternoon, everybody. A really quick announcement about our next Sunday meeting, which is our blessing meeting on the 26th of June. Excellent. I'm in the right order. As we know with our blessing meetings, they're blessings for us, for each other, and also for people that we're close to and outside. And the next blessing meeting is going to be a panel session on ecumenism. And you'll receive an email about this following this gathering when James sends it out, which is great, with some detail around that. And this will be an opportunity to invite others to come and join us, explore big issues around ecumenism, and hopefully we might also benefit and learn something from it as well. The session itself will be interactive. We want to engage with everybody that attends. But prior to that, in the email, there'll be my email address. Please feel free to email me any burning questions you have on the topic of ecumenism. Why do we think this? Why do churches not agree on this? Why do we do that and not this? Whatever those questions might be. And then I will put them together as a package and let the panel know in advance what some of those topics will be so they can prepare as well. But there will be an opportunity during the panel meeting itself to put stuff up on the board, and it'll be interactive. So please, if you have a mobile device, bring it that can access the internet, because you'll be able to do stuff like that. And there is a flyer going out on the email as well for you to give to friends that you might like to invite. Don't sort of, I think, just stick it up on a notice board. Invite people personally. It might be your pastor, your vicar, your priest that you want to attend as well. So if you have any questions on that at all, please do email me. Thank you.
Last thing up there is 16th of July. We've got a picnic in the community calendar. We're not going to manage a barbecue this year. I know. But we are going to, some of the picnics we've had have been great fun. So watch the space for details for exactly what and where, whether we do something in Hillingdon and Acton or all together, to be decided. But just to be make sure that you're aware what the intention is and what we're planning. Andy.
I had lunch on Wednesday with Damien Stain, who many of us know is the founder of the Coret Lumen Christi community and a man with, by grace of God, an amazingly empowered healing ministry and evangelistic ministry. So they've had an amazing COVID. They've had hundreds and hundreds of healings online. They've seen many people come to the Lord online, and they're just kicking off again in person. So they've got, some of you will remember, they used to run always in July a healing rally. They call it the Catholic Miracle Rally. That's the name they've always used. And it's going to be at the Quaker Hall up in central London. I've been there before. They usually have 1,500, 2,000 people. It's quite an event. I just mention it because I think, particularly coming to the Saturday night, if you feel like I need a Holy Spirit kick, I want to see God's power working as I know he had, but I, you know, maybe just your experience of COVID and some of ours isn't quite that. I just encourage you to think about going. It's Saturday, the 9th of July in the evening, and it might just be something that would be good for you. It's described here as the Catholic Miracle Rally, and I think the day it does include a mass, but I think it works mostly, as long as you go with an open mind, if you're not a Catholic, that's great. And the evening is usually very ecumenical, so the evening sort of open event, which will be the main healing event on Saturday the 9th. So just as thought, there's loads of flyers at the back. Damon gave me a stack like this. I didn't ask for them, but so feel free to take some for friends as well.
And there will be a meeting on the 10th of July. It's just that it's going to be a normal meeting, and we normally we do this at the start, but just a few new faces around. Are there any introductions that anybody wants to make? Lovely to have you. Wonderful. Eleanor, let's stand and sing a final song.